everybody. This is Barbara Graver, and I'd like to welcome you to today's episode of the Autistic Writers Podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Barbara Graver, and today I'd just like to share a little bit about what I'll be doing on the podcast and what I have planned going forward. And this is kind of hard for me a little bit because it's my first time really talking about autism in public. And it's funny because I could talk about a lot of things online and have personal spiritual experience, my work, my feelings, you know, personal stuff. But I've never really talked about this. So it's new. It's a little bit threatening, but I'm going to go ahead and try it. So part of the reason I think it's a challenge for me is because I wasn't diagnosed until 2022, which means that I've been kind of trying to fit into a world that I could never be totally comfortable with for decades. And it was a lot to process. It kind of cast my whole history and experience in a new light. And it took me a while to sort of get a handle on that. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't say that I have necessarily got a handle on it, but I think I've made progress. So I got diagnosed in April of 2022 at the beginning of Autism Awareness Month, and now it's 2 years later, and it's Autism Awareness Month again. And it just so happened that some of the issues I've been having lately with my writing kind of peaked, and I thought, kind of like Joanna Penn says, maybe I should create the kind of content I need to hear. So I was diagnosed with Autism Spectrum Disorder 1. I was diagnosed by a psychologist, and Autism Spectrum Disorder 1 is what used to be called Asperger's. And to me, it's sort of like the walking wounded version of autism. People can function in society more or less, but there's cost to that, or at least there has been. For me, there's been a cost. And that cost has actually been pretty high, I would say, across the board. But I do have mixed feelings about talking about the challenges of autism. And part of the reason for this, I think, is because I've known a couple moms who've had nonverbal autistic children, and that's an extremely difficult thing, much more difficult than what I've got going on. So sharing that same diagnosis is weird to me. I wish they'd kept Asperger's, honestly, but they didn't. So this is the terminology we have. And I'm going to use it with the understanding that most of the stuff I talk about in this podcast is probably going to be pretty autism spectrum disorder 1 specific, because that's what I know. And even within that demographic, I know there are a lot of differences in the way people process things. So I don't know if what I say is going to make sense to you necessarily, but I think that's always the way. And I think all we can really do is try. So I guess those are my caveats. And to just share a little bit about why I wanted to do the show, there are a couple reasons, actually. The first is that there's a really strong correlation between autism and creativity. And this is something that a lot of people are surprised by because of the stereotype of autism as being a kind of restricted, non-creative type thing. But there are a lot of strengths. And actually, researchers talk about various autistic traits, and I'm making air quotes here. But I think when this is true, it's really true. And some of those traits that are mentioned are things like intense focus, persistence, ability to overcome obstacles, motivation, in some cases, strong visual imagination. But I actually feel like the whole Temple Grandin thing, which we might be able to come back to at some point, has sort of skewed the way people look at autism, the way they think about how autistics think. But other traits include curiosity and the need to make sense of the world and the tendency to reject received wisdom and pump out our own. And those characteristics are taken actually from a book by Michael Fitzgerald, which I'm going to come back to at some point in the future. But they're just things to keep in mind. So there are a lot of strengths that people can make good use of when it comes to creative things. But there are a lot of things that autistics trip over, too. And for me personally, referring back to my initial evaluation for autism was really comprehensive. And there was a lot of cognitive information as part of that. And I know not everybody can do the evaluation, but I think for anyone who can, it's worth it, because a good evaluation will give you a wealth of information about your mind and the way you think. It's not just about checking the autism box. It's about everything else you learn. And, you know, one of the things I learned was that there was a cognitive split, which is not uncommon with autism. And I think that's part of the reason why I find constructing novels and staying in my lane genre-wise kind of a challenge. But there's a lot more I want to learn about this and share. This is just the introduction. I don't want to try to go into everything, but there are a lot of issues, and they're different for different people. And they do impact us, especially if we're trying to write genre fiction and fit into a very specific mold. I'm honestly not sure anymore if that's a good idea or not. And also, there are a lot of really good resources out there for autistics who do want to write, whether it's short articles or blog or fiction or full-length things. I think there's a lot of resources, and I'd like to share some of them, and I think doing the podcast will kind of keep me a little bit on track with that. So I think it'll be good for me. Hopefully, it'll be good for others. As far as the format for the show goes, interviews are hard for me. I've been active online for a while. I have a kind of successful blog, mysticreview.com, and I've done a lot of media around that, and I can do both sides of an interview if I have to, but I do find it stressful. So I'm presently undecided about the interviews. I do definitely want to share information, but this might be in the form of a review or a resource or a topic or aspect of my own experience. But we'll see. I'm not closing the door to interviews. I'm just saying that I'm not sure. So I'm just going to start out with one episode a month, which I know is kind of weak, but I would love to do weekly. And maybe when I get a better handle on various things in my own life, I'll be able to do that, but not right now. So I don't want to overpromise. So I'm going to start out with once a month. And that's it. That's it for the first episode. This is my intro. I don't honestly know everything about how I'm going to be handling the podcast, but I wanted to share what I have. And it's kind of like, to me, when I undertook the journey to understand the psychic dreams and psychic experiences I was having all the way back in 2010. When I chose to undertake that journey, I felt very isolated and very alone. And that's when I started the Mystic Review, because I wanted to take other people with me. I wanted to share that with other people. And I did. And it was really helpful to me. And people have told me the blog was helpful to them. So I hope podcasts will be too. We'll see. So that's it. That's my intro. So please consider following the show if you're interested in this kind of content and checking back. And I hope to see you next time. And so until then, this is Barbara Graver of Autistic Writers, and I hope to catch up with you again soon.